traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Today's going to be a fire episode of the World Economic Forum's number one target. Nah, Red Pill Tamales, man, RPT. I'm really excited about this new format, bro. We're going to have a fire show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Merry Christmas. Juan got a lot to say. He had an eventful Mr. Juan Perez, a.k.a. Dr. Juan, a.k.a. Great Blazer Activities.
What's up?
A.k.a. Great Blazer Activities. Yo, you doing a spot tonight, brother.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I got invited to go do a spot at the, what are they called?
Secret Group. The Secret Group. What happened was, Juan saw me bomb in New Braunfels. He was like, nah, I got to get in the gym. He saw me bomb in New Braunfels. He's like, nah.
I didn't see him bomb. I heard something going outside, and I was like,
I heard him bomb.
No, it wasn't that you bombed. It was like,
no,
it was
that,
like
that's some a people, bomb.
No, that, bro, that's a bomb. That wasn't a bomb. That was a drunk lady just talking. And you were like, are you done?
Yeah.
That's all I heard.
Was she talkative during your set?
Yeah, that's the one I kept telling you. I went to the back. I warned you. I said,
I remember this table.
And I even told them too. I said, I stopped. And I was like, hey guys, keep the table talk to a minimum. No recording, nothing. And I said, ma'am, sir, control your mom. Hey, you know, I said all that. I took the mic and I looked at her.
You had just done a whole set.
Yeah, so you, wow.
So I got to give you props, bro, because you do a really good job. When you go out there first and assess and peep game, you know what I'm used to and how I like the room, and you know what makes for a fire show. So he literally went back there and was like, all right, look, it's a little reverby, it's kind of echoey, and as you're trying to focus and process that to get your rhythm and your timing, because it was like packed to the gills, and you know, people, you know, they paid for a good show. Yeah. And you know, I'm had to go back, New Braunfels. I'm gonna have to go back. Maybe next time I go back, I'll
go back early.
I'll have Raymond.
We'll set up the sound right.
I'll have Raymond go last. I don't know if we're gonna be at the same venue next year. Yeah. But anyway, shout out to New Braunfels, man. I thank you guys for packing it out. Yeah, man. So have fun tonight on stage. So let's get into it, man. Houston, Texas, bro.
Houston, so you make sure you take a bodyguard with you
yeah. when you go perform. Cause there was
be a dangerous in the streets,
bro. They be having shootouts with the cops.
Be dangerous in the highways.
Real hood news, man.
Highways.
Shout out to Grizzy. I know Grizzy had it on her page, but check it out, man. HPD had a shootout on the freeway. Check it out.
All right, so this is in Houston, Texas. This is Houston PD in a gunfight on an interstate in Houston. If you think you've seen the chaos and anarchy from, you know, the 2016 and the 2020. BLM and Antifa riots. We've seen insurgents just in the past few days, the pro Hamas rallies take over Capitol buildings. If you remember in Oregon, they're controlling courthouses. We have not gotten rock bottom. What I love about this story is this man right here, dragging this police officer's safety, is a convicted felon. He's providing, you know, medical aid as best he know how. I'd love to send this guy to one of our medical courses. You know, this police officer, what an absolute hero. Words of encouragement from a felon, right? He's been on the wrong side of the law, but here he is trying to protect a wounded police officer in the middle of a gunfight. Like, he's running towards the sound of gunfire to try and take care of these people. Americans need to wake up. It is going to get really bad. It's going to get really scary. And until we are a strong, healthy, equipped society that is able to protect ourselves, because no help is coming. Nobody's going to come and rescue you. Nobody's going to come and save you. It's all going to be on you. Man, this year is going to get crazy. Get trained.
Man, talk about action packed, man. You know, I've been watching a lot of Tim Kennedy on YouTube, so shout out, you know, I don't think I could have did everything all the YouTube tutorials by Tim Kennedy ain't gonna have me doing what that gentleman did, the hero.
Jiu-jitsu don't teach you to dodge bullets.
Jiu-jitsu don't teach you how to work tourniquets. Bro, fuck,
that shit's crazy.
They had Buddy by the carbon monoxide, by the muffler. The cop made it, right? He survived.
I think so, yeah.
That was a very scary moment. Whoever wins this mayoral race, please do something. Because don't let Houston turn into San Francisco or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. The San Francisco right now is pretty clean.
Well, yeah, right now it's clean.
Right now it's clean.
Because Newsom's boss.
Weird. Yeah, the boss, boss came in.
The CEO
flew in, and all of a sudden, the homeless people just disappeared.
Hey, Xi Jinping was walking around like this. He was
still dusty.
He's looking for. He saw a bottle on the floor. He kicked it. He's like, It's like, hey, it's a lot cleaner than how we had it.
Wouldn't that be funny if he's like, where's the house from Full House? Where's the Full House house?
I ain't seen not one Full House.
Where's Danny Tanner from? Where is it at?
Yeah, man. But you know what? Oh, can I say this, though, bro, before I forget? Some of y'all might think this is a conspiracy because I know I listen to crazy interviews and podcasts and, you know, I follow interesting people, you know. You know, I'm not saying I'm Alex Jones' number one fan, but there's a lot of people out there that be, you know, putting out some game. So there was a gentleman who, sorry, I don't know the names and shit. This RPT.
Yeah, we bad on names. I'm terrible with names.
I ain't CNN.
I barely know Chingo's name.
I ain't MSNBC. Yeah, he misspelled Houston on the paper. He said Houston. Houston shooting.
I got scared.
He said, and the shooting had an N apostrophe. So check this out, bro. The dude I was listening to, it was like a podcast, and he basically said, y'all can go back and listen to Barry Obama when he was a president, how he openly said in one of his speeches, like, yeah, we need to reimagine the police, you know, kind of defund the police, not get rid of police, but, you know, reimagine it and kind of allocate funds. That was the first time we kind of started hearing that rhetoric, which homeboy's theory is basically saying, like, look, man, it's just some commie stuff. In other words, the commies are going to bring their solution. In other words, we're going to have a big, strong national police force that's equivalent to the U.S. military, like domestically up under their rule and their leadership. So basically, they just funded the building, the construction of a bigger, fancier FBI building, I think bigger than the Pentagon, that both sides in Congress agreed to fund. So basically it's almost like your local police is getting defunded to bring in the national folk with their ideology, and they know who to harass, and they're gonna reimagine it,
aka America's Gestapo.
There you go. You know, I didn't want to have to speak German.
I mean,
you know, I didn't want to have to
I'm just saying
I didn't want to have to
special
speak German
and shit, you know.
Basically, I mean, Juan, you know, he know more about the algorithm than me. Nah, so he went ahead and said it. I was trying to, you know, kind of like a national up under their
like
leadership.
Like the clones on Star Wars, the Clone Wars, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, what's up with them? Huh? What's up with the clone? And the
it's
clone
the clones.
War.
So the clones is like the ones that are like duplicated, and then he gets them under his control.
Yeah, under who?
Then they had the robot, huh?
Whose control?
It's a long story. You gotta watch Star Wars, brother.
Okay. Well, you know, when I was young, the original Star Wars. And when I worked at the movie theater a long time ago,
basically the clones are all like clones of the same guy.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. I know there's a few.
Yeah, the stormtroopers are like clones.
Oh, the stormtroopers are clones?
Pretty much, yeah. They're like similar people.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know they were clones.
Half the shit.
No, I didn't know they were clones of a person. I just thought they were soldiers. So, which episode breaks that part down?
You gotta watch the cartoons.
Ah, cartoons. Cartoons. Damn, bro, I'm over here thinking about Space Buns.
Cartoons, the Chewbacca. Fucking, the comics and stuff like that. You gotta look at all that stuff.
Wow. No, I know R2-D2. What's his name? 3CPO?
Yeah, but that's what happened. I'm gonna nerd out real quick.
Okay.
So basically, you know the guy, the Palpatine guy, the guy that's on the evil guy, the Darth Sith Lord?
Okay, Darth Sith.
Okay, he was on the other side and pretending to be a good guy, and he became the Darth Sith Lord. So what happened was he put in this plan, he implemented this little seed plan where he got all these different clone guys, and like when they were like developing them, they were putting like secret code words like Venturian candidate type shit. into all these clones that they were putting out. So then one day, the reason why a lot of the Jedi got wiped out was because one day they were all out and about and doing their missions, and they had a bunch of clones with them in all these different places. And so when they said the word, whenever ready, they just executed a bunch of
like a Trojan horse type of
thing? Yeah, Trojan horse.
Almost like they were being invaded. And then
he took power, but he looked like the good guy. Like
they imported all these nice people.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta watch it. It's a big word.
Where have I seen this?
It's been crazy.
Where have I seen this movie before? He's like, you know, and then I was on the southern border, and then they
opened the border, and then you couldn't close it.
You had the Darien Gap. You know, he's like, they were showing up with cell phones, and then you had the NGOs and the cartel.
Like, I ain't saying that Obama is a dark Sith Lord, but he might be. Right. He might be.
Juan just broke down immigration for me. No, he broke down Star Wars by using immigration. He like basically, bro, like Sith Lord, you know, it was cartels and shit, right?
Look, the force the is strong with Obama. All right, look, he's still pulling strings.
He like, look, man, you got Ilhan Omar over here in Minneapolis, right? Because you know they brought in the Somalians because the Lutheran Church, you know, they NGOs just like the Catholic Church, and they showing up with GPS. You know, the CBP One app, that's where you could had a Border Patrol be an Uber.
I'm just looking for Chewbacca. Where we get a Chewbacca?
Basically, what Juan's saying is R2-D2 might be indigenous, and some people saying he from over there in Central America somewhere.
Oh, dude, speaking of all the stuff we're talking about with the Pentagon and stuff, there is a book that I have been listening to, an audiobook. It's called The Lords of Easy Money by Christopher Leonard. Bro, y'all gotta watch it, especially if you RPT, bro. Y'all gotta listen to it, read it, buy the book, whatever. It's amazing. It breaks down everything about
all the stuff you saying that's gonna get us dinged on YouTube.
Hell yeah!
Right when I'm finna drop a music video, yeah.
They had it on. Okay, so they had it on YouTube. I was listening to it on YouTube, and then all of a sudden they took it down. So then I got to get the audio book. All right, that's how potent this fucking book is.
Wow.
This book breaks down everything about the Fed. Everything. But the secret meetings, the 12 people that were in there, how the government's been coming in. Bro, it's so good. Y'all gotta listen. No. And then once you're in it, you start figuring it out and you're like, oh, these politicians, they literally have just been putting band-aids on like let's just say your arm got amputated. They're like, hey, just put some band-aids. Basically, hey, put some more band-aids.
Like, print more money.
Put some more band-aids. Hey, I'm going to bleed out. Just keep putting band-aids.
You got to remember, this is the RPT crowd, bro. They already ahead of you. They done already heard the book. This ain't Fools Gone Wild crowd. Like, if you were on a Fools Gone Wild podcast, they would already stop you, cut you off, and be like, no, hey, fool, don't talk about central banks, homie. Hey, you talking about the Fed? Hey, let me find out. You're saying in the Fed, big dog. You saying in the Fed, big dog?
Yeah.
You know.
Federal Reserve.
They probably get a call by the overly
breaks down everything. And I was just like, whoa, dude. Like, it was broken down so much that I was like, oh, that's the part I was missing. See, I didn't understand it. It seemed complicated, but like, once they break down like assets and how assets and banking and loans, so assets to loans to banking, the bubbles were created because of assets. So basically, man, it's a lot.
Okay, yeah,
it's
a lot.
I was about to break down.
That's for the Patreon. That's for the Patreon player. Hold on, man. We gotta say something.
Hold me back.
We gotta say something for the Patreon, bro. Man. But you turn into the monetary version of Suge Knight on you boys. And basically, man, Juan came back from visiting fam in San Antonio, and there's some stuff on this list we could get into. Where basically going from that book to some of these topics, he basically at some point in this weekend had to tell his son, look, son, basically what I'm trying to tell you is, like, I'm trying to tell you sugar's bad and all this stuff, but look, it's some rich people just trying to kill us. And he was just like, huh? So,
yeah, my son looked at me like I was crazy. I go, I know it sounds like a bad movie.
Well, let's show them this clip about the hot dogs.
Oh, you want to talk about hot dogs?
I mean, because we could talk about World Economic Forum. We could talk about screen time for kids and all these other psyops. But hey, check out what's in your Frank, man. Look what's in the hot dogs.
Thank you.
Wow, son.
That's in your hot dog. I haven't eaten a hot dog in forever.
Really?
That's gay.
Really? You don't eat, you don't mess with the glizzies, dog? No,
you ever see those videos where they're trying to eat it and then they always say something? They'll put something
with a knife and fork, play.
They went with their little sound bite. This is gay.
First of all, bro, this ain't got nothing to do with hot dogs. I ordered a chili, what you call that shit, man? A Frito pie? Yeah. I ordered a Frito pie because I had my kids at the jumpy and I was hungry. And I said, fuck it, I'm going to give in because that's all they had left. Didn't even put no chili on it, bro. Mm. These little millennial employees. And then she's like, first I wanted to slice of pizza. She's like, no, that was the last one. I'm like, okay, so they ain't got no more pizza. And then I was, and then she's like, we got a hot dog. It was the last hot dog. Mm. But let me say this, man. In defense of hot dogs.
That was infested with parasites.
In defense of hot dogs.
Mm, nope.
I know some of them dogs ain't really good quality. They got all kind of nasty stuff in the pork, mixing with plastics and all this. But have you ever had a Hebrew National hot dog, my brother? You think the Hebrews would allow parasites in their dogs, bro?
Nah.
Preyed upon. They done preyed on the dogs, and they put the little kosher K on the package. It's a Hebrew. I can run right there in that fridge.
Yeah, those beef ones probably ain't like those. Yeah.
That's what we got, beef, Hebrew National.
Hebrew National. Yeah. So I would go with Hebrew National. Now, anything from Walmart, go fuck yourself.
Well, you know, Walmart got some drip though, man. They clothing department.
Walmart got some stuff, but shit. I'm just saying, like, the food though.
Fuck you mean.
The food though?
Really? Mm-mm. What if it say if it says
I don't trust Walmart?
Wild caught fish in Walmart.
Oh no, what?
No? You don't think it's really wild caught? You think they lying?
Yeah.
They just is really farm caught?
I don't know what it's caught, but it's caught all kinds of parasites, probably.
Have you ever allegedly walked in your house and seen your babysitter, who's from Mexico, allegedly, had your baby eating a little cold weenie dog as a snack?
Oh, dude. Fuck. I used to do that when I was a kid. Yeah, that's terrible.
Cold weenie dog. How you grab it like that? Like it's a delicacy?
Yeah. Oh, dude, now I'm thinking about it, and I looked at that clip, I'm like, oh, damn, yo, all kinds of parasites in me.
Bro, since we talking about food, this is a divergence. Damn. When I drove to New Braunfels, I stopped at an Argentinian, I was going to get a burger, right? But then I looked, and I saw Argentinian bakery, and I was like, Argentina got an interesting president that just won. And I was like, you know what, let me go in there and talk politics with these people at this deli bakery. Let me see if I can get the scoop. Hey, man, what y'all think about Javier Milei? You know what I'm saying? What y'all libertarian up in here? What's going on? But no, I didn't really get into it. But I ordered a hot sandwich. It was kind of like a torta, basically.
Yeah.
And then an Asian gentleman came in, and he ordered. They had like these little trays, right, with saran wrap. And it was these little deli sandwiches. He ordered the ham and cheese. It was like $15 for the little tray. And I'm like, bro, sandwiches where they just cut the crust, like, what's, like, my kid likes sandwiches without the crust. I was like, what's so good about no crust? I'm like, it looked like a regular ass little like chicken salad sandwich type of thing. I said, fine, let me get the pastrami and cheese one, bro. When I tell you, fuck crust. And bro, you ever seen, like, is it tiramisu? Have you ever seen like lasagna, like a dessert lasagna where it's thinly sliced, like velvet, like cake, and you know what I'm saying? Anyway, the sandwich had layers. It was like they cut the slice in half. It was like fluffy layers of, like, a Big Mac. You know how Big Mac got three breads?
Yeah.
So it's like little half slice, no crust, little, just like what I would imagine rich people eat at like the Kentucky Derby or some shit. Bro, I was like, am I about to eat this whole tray, bro? It was like,
it was a big ass tray.
I mean, I ate it like the whole day and the next day. So it was in essence about six little sandwiches. Mm. Bro, them hoes went stupid. Mm. I said, golly, boy, Argentinians do the damn food with they sandwiches. Mm. So anyway, shout out to hot dogs and the people that eat them.
Yeah, I be telling my son that they're trying to kill us. That's what I told him.
Because breaking down, like,
oh, dude, I dropped like $200 to $300 on my son's just products. Like, I went into the restroom, I was like, throw all this shit away, and we went to go get new deodorant, new toothpaste, new toothbrush, new new tongue scraper, new mouthwash, everything. It's new shampoo, new soap, everything. Took out all the fucking chemicals in it.
You mentioned Native. My wife has some of that body wash stuff upstairs.
I just had that one. I would have done like the squash, like a squash Sasquatch brand. Yeah, the Sasquatch one. I would have got that.
Is that in stores though?
Uh-uh. And that's why I couldn't find it. That's why I had to get the one right away. So I just got him the soap from like from the Native. I got soap and then, and that's the other thing is this is something I was like trying to tell my son because he was struggling with the deodorant stuff putting it on, and I was telling him because like his mom's telling him put it on. He doesn't want to do it. So I was like, look, man, like you always say you have trouble getting friends. I was like, let me break it down to you like this. Would you like to have friends that didn't smell good? Would you like to be around those people? You're going to attract the people that you're going to be basically like what you're expecting out of a friend. You want funky, to look that
you
way.
You want funky friends.
Right.
You want to have musty friends.
Yeah. So I told him like I'm going to let you pick out the scent. So we went through, I had him just, you like this one? You like this one? I figured out he's like a timberwood type of guy.
All right.
You know, that cedar wood. He was like, yeah, cedar.
Yeah.
And I like this other one. He's like, that smells gross. I was like, well, I liked it. Fuck you. But like, you know, we got to go through all the scents, and I think he wants to do it now just because he got to pick it. And I think his parents, like most parents, would just buy the shit,
make you
do it or whatever. And then when he got to pick it, he was like, oh, I get to. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think now he's like looking forward to like doing all this shit. And then like he took forever brushing his teeth because he was doing all the everything.
Yeah. You got to take care of your grill. Because if not, man, you end up 44 with a big dentist bill.
Well, that's the other thing, and I was trying to. I even asked him. I said, "Okay, brush your teeth in front of me. Like, show me how you do it." And he's like putting a whole line of toothpaste. Oh. I was like, "Bro, no,
wasting."
Well, not even that, but that's just too much. So, especially the ones with fluoride, because most of y'all have it with your kids. A drop, and that's it. That's all you should be using. You shouldn't be doing more than that. A kid with like a full line of fluoride and doing all that shit
in that little third eye, bro.
They're getting foggy. They're getting all that other shit. So I told him, look, do this. Bought him a multivitamin, gummies, and all that shit. So one a day, like one in the morning, one at night.
Had him doing push-ups.
I do everything just because I was like, look, tell me that you don't feel better.
You
after
say, Uncle Chingo
shit.
Gonna Mm-mm. show you some wrestling moves.
Yeah.
He's like, Uncle Chingo wrestles? He's like, no, but he saw a tutorial once.
He saw a tutorial. Look, he'll send you some stuff. All right, he's going to send you some text messages.
So look, my five-year-old has a jiu-jitsu tournament coming up, and they have an adults one the night before. Mm-hmm. And my buddy I ran into at jiu-jitsu, he's like, hey, man, you know they got a grown-up one too. Friday, you going? And I was like, wait a minute, bro. I was like, what category am I going to be in? Like, who am I going to go up against? Because I know they're going to factor in age, right? If I'm 44.
They don't factor in age.
At all? Okay. What about weight?
Weight.
Okay. At least some weight. And then what about belt?
Weight and belt.
Okay. Weight and belt, but not age. Mm-mm. So I could pretend. Well, I guess I could. I mean, depends.
Be fucking up some teenagers.
And here's another thing, too, though. Here's another thing, too. My buddy that I was talking to. He's like, man, I want to do some. He's way younger than me. Yeah. He's like, man, I want to do some of them MMA fights, some amateur shit. And I was like, word. He's like, yeah, I've been running 3 miles every day. And I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't tell me this? Like, wait, without me? Like, I was just like, okay, I got to run at least a mile today, bro. Like, these kids out here running 3 miles, ain't telling nobody, bro. And so he said when he does get into that, he's like, yeah. I think he said I'm at 190 right now. He's like, I probably want to fight like at 150. And I'm like, shit. So you about to just drop 40 fucking pounds out the blue and you ain't telling nobody. You just plotting on the world and you ain't bringing a community along with you, bro. Like, challenge me. Why you ain't tell me?
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, I'm not going to do the tournament.
Okay. You were like, you said all that to say, I'm not ready on this.
You know why? You know why? Because I was thinking about like the age and all that. And you saw what happened in San Antonio at 10th Planet, bro. A lot of people know a bunch of buku leg locks and shit. Motherfuckers out there studying leg locks and ain't telling nobody, bro.
What kind of tournament is it though?
Gi? In school, in house jiu-jitsu.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Motherfuckers know leg locks.
I know they know leg locks.
They practicing and ain't telling nobody.
I know they know that, but I think it's frowned upon.
Motherfuckers out here getting good and don't want you to know.
I think it's frowned upon for the gi. The ones with the gi. Yeah. The ones.
Yeah,
I maybe think, I'm wrong, no, but I think, you're right. I think it's frowned upon with the geese. But without traditionally, the geese, in without general. The geese, everything's on, so yeah. Just be ready. But always be ready. But at the same time, yeah. I'm just saying, like, with the geese, I think for the tournaments, I don't think they're allowed. I don't think they allow those. So I don't think you'd have to worry about that part.
Nah, I'll ask just for fucking kicks because I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be like, are leg locks allowed? They're probably gonna be like, why wouldn't they be?
They're gonna be like,
I'm going to be like, because we wear a gi. And
they're going to be like, you come from Donaher? What are you doing?
Nah, I'll look into it, okay. But I'm almost positive. Bro.
I'm pretty sure.
You think wrist locks are allowed? Or they just fucking...
No, everything above the waist is fine. But like, okay. I think below the waist, most of the time, especially with gi, traditional, they don't do it.
Yeah. I think most of the time, yeah.
I don't think so.
No, I think you're right.
Oh,
like,
no, but...
No, I think you're right that most of the time, it's, you know, anything Brazilian, Gracie-based, they not really heavy.
But you know why they do that, though, right? It's because... They know that. So the reason it's frowned upon is because some people, like, you know, the guys that you're rolling, especially in competitions, they go too hard sometimes, and sometimes they will fuck your shit up, and there's no coming back from it.
Because
if you tear the ACL, MCL, it's gone, bro. Like you're fucked. Like if you tear the knee, if you tear the ankle, any kind of the joint, any of those joints, because that's the only thing you're gonna get on the leg is the joints. You fuck up a joint, it's no coming back, bro. We still haven't figured out joint replacements. So that's why they frown upon it.
Like I told, speaking of replacements, my 5-year-old was bugging for more sugar. And she was like, well, I can't get a dulce. And I'm like, bro, you literally had cereal for breakfast, which is kibble, sweetened kibble for humans. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah. I said, as a parent, she's like, well, my friend likes McDonald's and my friend gets to drink sodas. And I was like, I ain't your friend's parent. And I said, you have a thing called a pancreas. I said, and if you overwork it or you hurt it, I said, you can't. I said, another kid gonna give you their pancreas? She's like, no. I said, I can go to the pancreas store right now and go buy you another pancreas? No. I said, okay then.
And she could be like, Dad, did you see this chop shop? It's on the news.
Oh, yeah.
She like, I found a pancreas, Dad.
She like, well, there are labs and there are... She's like, what if she told me that? She's like, we're getting really close to like regenerative cellular. She's like, you haven't seen they clone Tyrone?
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Like, okay. Dad,
well, shit. What you want to get into next? I know Screen Time for Kids.
Screen Time for Kids
is a good segue.
Let's go there.
Let's watch this clip, man.
Time needs to be limited. My boys don't even have phones yet.
Most teenagers do.
Yeah, they don't. Absolutely not. Are they missing out on some stuff? Yes, they are. Are they being protected from a lot of stuff? Yes, they are. Facts or fiction? If this was 2009 and they were 15 and 13, maybe I feel a little bit differently about it. But 2023? Nah, man. I don't want their brains at this age and stage. Y'all can call me overprotective if you want to. It's out of love for me that I want my kids to just have the best normal childhood that they can.
Right.
Because once they're adults... Do y'all understand your children will be adults 3 times longer than they'll ever be children? Yet we want them to grow up so fast and get out. My son's going to be an adult 3 or 4 times longer than he'll ever be a kid. Why would I put the weight on the world, the weight of the world on his shoulders at 15 years old? Why would I want him making the decisions of a 30-year-old at 15?
I am guilty as charged. Like after school and stuff, they're like, or after activity, right? Yeah. After school, they're getting ready for an activity, like jujitsu or something. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, all right, well, look, it's dinner, bath, nighttime. And, you know, Bible story mixed in. I'm going to read to them and all that. And so, yeah, we got to get you in the bath. We got to feed you. Got to get you in bed. And she's like, oh, am I going to have time for screen time? And I'll be like, okay, well, if we hurry, you might get a little bit. So, yeah, we definitely try to keep them engaged. But iPads are everywhere. Tablets are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it could turn into one of those like pacifier things. But it is so dangerous. And I'm before I hand it over to you.
No, go for it.
Man, look, bro. There is some weird stuff out there. And when your kids are watching cartoons and stuff on, or they're watching like young video content for kids, where it might be like, oh, it's a family that's making content, but they're saying stuff like, you're my crush, and like, oh, Jenna didn't give you her first kiss, and it's like, my first kiss, and the challenge, and talking about first kiss and a crush and all this stuff. I was like, whoa, that's more like, you know, PG-13, that's older, You got to be a little bit grown, not five. I'm like, man, turn that stuff off. Or you'll see on the Apple TV or the Roku where it's like YouTube's feeding you stuff. And you'll look and it's like, is that Batwoman twerking? Like a cartoon, like animation. But yeah, man, they be trying to sneak in that you know, filth, floor, and filth.
Well, no, because there's different, I don't know, entities, people out there that are trying to figure out that algorithm.
You started sounding real Kanye.
They're trying to sneak it into the kids.
Yeah.
They're literally sneaking. So they figure out what the algorithm is for the YouTube stuff. So it starts to sneak in. To the kids.
Cultural rot.
Yeah, man. And it just gets bad. You got to watch that.
Just like you told your son, like, yo, long story short, son, look, I ain't got time to explain George Soros and World Economic Forum and all this other.
I said some rich people trying to kill you. That's all you got to know.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout.
Because, like, that's the thing, bro. Like, the reason.
I told him no chicken nuggets, no fucking hot dogs. We're going to have to figure out your diet. It's going to be something different. I said, it's not going to be bad. It's just going to be, I think if
he's you like, what about a tenders, so? Canes, tenders? What about a tender, bro? Come on, man. I'll get him some tenders
here and there, like from Canes or whatever. Like, I have to DoorDash because, I don't know, his mom didn't feed him or something. So then I'll just send him a DoorDash. It's like, there you go. So, yeah, I mean, there's some times where it's like that, but for the most part, it's like, I'm literally like, dude, we got to spend a week together. I'm going to teach you how to cook that whole fucking week.
Well, you know what, man? Salute to you, bro. Props to you because, like, you don't have your son every day, but I'd argue that, like, you do a better job of a lot of dads who are right there in the same house with their kid 24/7 because it really is a jungle out there. And, like, my perspective is we are under attack. Like, the Judeo-Christian West, America, freedom, like, capitalism, like, all this stuff, you know, Christianity, morals, values, law and order, motherfuckers don't like that shit. Mm-hmm. And the fact that like I have nothing but daughters, and even then, like, I'm trying to make sure they know self-defense and discipline. Like, a lot of the stuff still applies, but especially if you got a son, bro, like hey man, don't be out here soft. Like, I wish, because in a lot of ways it seems like you're like the ghost of Christmas past, or like, hey, I'm you from the future, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wish I would have taken heed more to, like, that kind of rhetoric wasn't really, like, I had examples, like, you know, my brother-in-law was Marine and stuff like that, so you see different stuff, but a lot of times it really takes that hands-on approach. Like, look, you're gonna think I'm crazy, you know, you're gonna think I'm the dad version of Alex Jones, but we gotta be like little Tim Kennedy's out here.
Yeah, I mean, I had a weird conversation with my son in a car. It was, well, because, okay,
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm not like 100% fan of my ex, but like, I still am nice and cordial. So, like, I told my son, hey, do you know what your mom wants to eat? I'll just get her something when we come back. Cause, you know, I took him out to eat after I got him from school. He's like, no, I don't know.
How many baby daddies would bring their baby mama lunch?
I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? And so this is the conversation I had after, cause I told him, I go, what does your mom want? He's like, I don't know. I go, you don't know what your mom wants? Like, what do you? You don't talk to your mom? He's like,
well, where y'all going? What do you mean? Like, what does she want?
We're just going to eat. Like, just,
like, what kind of stuff does she like?
Yeah, what kind of stuff does she like? Let me just grab her something. Do you know what she likes to eat? What do you usually see her eating?
Bro, thoughtful, bro.
And he's like, I don't know. And
mom was like, man, I'm gonna kill him with kindness, bro.
Well, no, I just like asked him, and this is my whole conversation.
Did you put a hex on it at least?
No, I didn't even mess with that. My point to this story is not that. The point was, I literally, because he sucks at communication. And I told him, you suck at communication, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to fix that. And in order for you to fix that, it's like, okay, so you don't know what your mom eats? You don't know what your mom likes? No. Do you sit with her and eat? He's like, no. I go, but you guys talk? He's like, sometimes. And I go, okay, let me break it down to you like this, dude. And I just had this weird conversation with him where it was like, me and your mom are going to be, I mean, even if me and your mom don't get along, me and your mom are the only two people that are going to love you unconditionally, buddy. And I go, you don't think it would benefit you to be able to communicate and know a little bit more about your mom and your dad on like who they are so that you can know effectively how to communicate with your mom? Like if there's stuff that you don't agree with your mom, how do you think you're going to communicate with her if you just, if you don't even know what she likes? Like, you know what I mean? Like she's having a bad day. Let's say you get some money. You could go buy your mom something, come back and be like, hey mom, yeah. See, what
did he, how did he receive that?
He was like, oh, okay. Like, he just was like, thought about it. Was like
a foreign
concept? Yeah, because he was just like, oh. And I go, dude, if you don't communicate with your mom, how are you ever going to know, like, when she's mad, when she's sad, when she's happy? Like, to know how, like, oh, this is a good time to talk to her. This is a bad time to talk to her. Oh, you know, all that kind of thing. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So, like.
So, basically, Juan got a parenting book coming out after his after his relationship book come out.
No, it's just one of those things. Cause I, dude, honestly, communication is everything. It's like, that's how you get along in the world. And so like, even with this video right now that you just watched right now with the guy talking about screen time, everybody has screen time. Everybody's on a tablet. Everybody's on this stupid thing. It's making them dumber. It's making them more reliable.
I just DM'd that to my daughter. I was like, oh, she got to see this.
But it's making our kids, our generations, it's making us more reliant on something else. So the skills that people are losing out on are communication because it's making us very desensitized. So if you can teach your kids or you can teach yourself how to communicate, you're basically going to run the world eventually because it's like, if I can effectively communicate with you, then I know more or less how to go in and out of conversations, how to negotiate things, how to, you know, buy stuff.
Persuade
everything. And so that goes in sales, business, everything.
Anything you want.
And it's like, it's like, in order for you to do that, like, especially for a kid, the two most people you should want to communicate with is your mom and your dad. Those are your first source of people. Then from there, you want to be able, then you'll communicate to your loved ones and your friends. But that only happens if you build some kind of communication with your kid. Like if you're not communicating with your kids right now, that's very bad because like you're the first source of who they should be talking to and being able to communicate to. So if they're not talking to you, that's a problem. And that's literally what I broke down to him in the car. Cause I was like, and I even told him, I go, dude, I'm looking at you like as if you were me. Like I'm trying to give you all the information I can that I didn't have so that you don't have to go through the difficulties I went through and get your ass kicked for like 36 years before you're like, oh, yeah, I fucking got it. It's you could at least understand the concepts I'm telling you, and you may not even get it to your 20, 30, but at least you have those concepts there so that they're fresh in your mind so that later on those seeds will flourish whenever you start to like, oh, this is real world practice. This is what he meant. Oh, mm-hmm. Got it.
And you know what? We could, for the next episode, we can talk about the spy trick. That is kind of like
goes into this.
Yeah, right? Persuasion and perspective and all that. But hey, we appreciate you guys tuning in, man. Very excited about next year. Trying to end the year strong. Thank you guys for subscribing, commenting, sharing, telling a friend, sharing the content, coming to the shows, checking out the merch. And don't forget,
fresh tour next year.
Yeah, fresh tour next year. And don't forget, man, it's holiday time. A lot of cool stocking stuffers, autograph CDs, coffee, beard oil, a whole bunch of cool stuff. ChingoTheMerch.com, or you can go to my website and click the link, ChingoBling.com.